From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Quite Literally. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner. NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And guess what? Tonight is Red Barn Radio's 687th live broadcast. How about that? It's cool. This evening, Red Barn Radio presents a five-piece ensemble from Louisville, Kentucky called Quite Literally. Quite Literally is a jazz-inspired folk band that captures the spirit of the past, yet brings forth a fun and really fresh outlook to modern songwriting. Each member of the band brings a special spin on music, and we think will keep your toes tapping. Please welcome Quite Literally to the Red Barn stage.
Terrified, they made you do bad things. Yes, so very much.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with, quite literally, here's Brad.
Well, welcome one and all to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, and this evening our guests are quite literally. They are a really interesting and diverse ensemble from, I guess, Louisville is sort of the base. What's really neat is that you've really broken up the detail in the band in a real even way. It's like each one of you is bringing so much to each song. It's really been great to listen to. Shannon, with you over there on the saxophone.
Shannon Vetter.
You're from Maysville.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And in addition to saxophone?
A little bit of everything. I was a music ed major at University of Louisville.
When you went to University of Louisville to do music, was it to do sort of a jazz emphasis?
It was saxophone emphasis, music education. So I played in jazz and classical. Classical saxophone, you don't hear a lot of it, but we used to rock it pretty hard. Used to be pretty neat.
First time you've ever played in a band with so many acoustic instruments?
No, not at all. Not even the third. Maybe the fourth or the fifth. That's a Kentucky thing, I think. Used to play in this honky-tonk band called Solid Rocket Boosters that had a lineup similar to this, and the Blind Corn Liquor Pickers has a lineup similar to this sometimes when I play with them. And oh, yeah.
Stole my heart, my green eyes, too. Told you once, dear, I love you. Late at night, I toss my tongue, thinking of your love, the one that I am. Save myself from digging too deep. Damaged goods from a discount store, like a beating heart stuck under the floor.
Hey, Derek, we've never met before.
We haven't.
Yeah, and so tell us about you and where you're from.
Derek LaFountain.
Southern Indiana, really close to Louisville. So we still live over there in Henryville. I'm from a town called Scottsburg. And it's like Shannon, been bouncing around the music scene for a few years and played in a couple of different bands, which is where Katie and I met, and then started our own thing to kind of share our own music a little bit.
How long ago did the two of you meet?
Couple years. Okay. Couple years ago, we've been together.
So you play acoustic guitar, you play upright bass.
Mm-hmm. I also play electric bass in a band called the Tunesmiths in Louisville. And I do some mandolin. I used to play mandolin in some bluegrass bands, which is what I was doing when we met. And then I do a little bit of electronic music as well, a project called Digitonic in Louisville. We all kind of have our hands in different different projects.
Well, that's why this can be so interesting, because yeah, you guys
is different than everything I've done, and it's great. Everyone in this is so amazing, so it makes it a lot easier on us.
And there's still a trace in you. It won't be long till I stare that old sun down. A thousand blackout nights all alone and oh so blue. It won't be long till I've stared that old boy down. Darkness she weeps into dew as we sleep. Doves will mourn through the dawn as the train whistles blow.
I don't remember. Do you also play Clawhammer and an open back banjo?
I don't do any Clawhammer. I want to, but it's just I don't own one, and also it just takes too much time.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Shuck.
Too much time to learn something new. I've already played banjo, so
yeah,
don't need to play it again.
I would say you don't strike me as a guy who would be too daunted by learning new things.
I mean, maybe. We'll see one day.
Out in California,
Emily, hi. Have you been on Red Barn Radio before?
No, this is the first time.
I thought so, yeah. Well, great to have you here. Tell us about your training on the violin.
Emily Miller.
I'm from here in Lexington, and I started playing when I was 9, and I have a classical background, which I followed through college, and then after I graduated, I started playing with my friends, and that opened up a whole new chapter for me, and it's been very rewarding and very fun.
Did you actually take some lessons with anyone who showed you sort of fiddling styles?
And Art Mize.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. All right. Art's a good friend of ours. Did you do lessons with Art?
Yeah, I did. After I graduated, I moved back here. So I think I needed some work done on my instrument. And so I went to go see him for that and then found out that he was giving lessons. So I took several lessons from him.
So has this been then fairly new for you to be sort of doing off the music stuff?
It's actually been about 10 years.
Okay. So where did you go to college?
Davidson in North Carolina.
Yeah. All right. You also write songs.
Yes.
Katie said. When did you start actually writing lyrics and thinking about doing your own composition?
I've done writing like in the form of journaling and poetry since high school. And so I've had things that were like floating around at the back of my head for a long time, but the violin has been my main focus for most of my musical life. And so I didn't start bringing the songs out that I'd had kind of written down in notebooks and places until I started playing with other people, like outside of the orchestra context.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and mostly out of Louisville or?
Mostly out of Lexington. I just moved to Louisville about a year ago. Katie hosts an open mic there in Louisville. Uh-huh. And so I went there to get into the music scene, and that's how I found everyone here. But before that, I was playing here in Lexington in a project called Heirloom Symphony with Jared Hamilton and Thomas Keithley.
All right.
And also projects before that. I guess like it had been about 3 years before I played with them.
Why did you leave such a great town like Lexington to go to Louisville?
I got a job in Louisville.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work at Studio Works. It's an art studio for adults of all mental and intellectual abilities. We find opportunities for them to engage the community and help them foster skills as artists. So,
very neat.
You see what you want to see. Parts that highlight your tattered curtain close, be sure to hide the rest. Drown sadness in glitter, serve to warm my heart. There's a darkness seeping deep inside your prettiest parts. Why can't you see?
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Quite Literally, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Quite Literally after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.